It's WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss. Certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlantis Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta Mercedes-Benz, Sandy Springs.
Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters here. It's 10 o'clock. Special edition of Money Matters. Doesn't it always seem like it's a special edition for the last three, 4 months? You know, ever since the beginning of 2020, I was so excited about 2020. It seemed like this wonderful round number. My kids and I, we sat down. We said, what a great year this is going to be. We're going to go on trips. We're going to go on spring break. We're going to go up to Michigan. It's going to be an amazing year. And then the news has no care for your family plans. And I'm sitting here with Alan Sanders, who's been covering the chaos in the state of Georgia and around the nation for the last 48 hours, which is, of course, on our minds as Americans. And I think this morning here on a Sunday morning, the thought in my mind, Alan, comes specifically to insult to injury.
Right.
Is the phrase that just keeps running through my brain. This is insult to injury. Here we are in a nation that has been forced, in many cases, in a one-size-fits-all solution for millions, hundreds of millions of Americans, that the solution, and if we go back and we look at COVID, which, by the way, we're in the middle of.
Right.
We are in the middle of. And this is the first news story to, now, again, has led to riots, to at least take COVID-19 down one notch to kind of the second news story in America. But I think to myself, here we are, we have hundreds of millions of Americans that are shut down, small business owners that can't even open. And now here we are at the precipice for so many states, just about to reopen. And businesses, we know, particularly small businesses, typically have around 30 days of cash.
Mm-hmm.
We're in day, call it 75. And not only are they struggling with a lifeline to stay open in America, they have now been hit with looting and rioting and protests. And I'm walking down the street like so many of us here in our city of Atlanta, depending on whether you live in Midtown or Buckhead or you're at the governor's mansion,
mm-hmm,
with the National Guard, and you see windows smashed out. And I know that the AT&T store here right in my little neighborhood, everyone's cleaned out, all the cases, all the phones, totally broken into. And it is such an alarming time in American history. After 9/11, as a country, we band together. After 9/11, we actually became more unified than ever. And here we are in the midst of a crisis that is worse than, arguably as bad or worse than 9/11 with COVID-19. Now we're over 100,000 Americans have passed away in this global pandemic. And now we have our own citizens rioting on our own business owners around the nation.
If they are our own citizens, that's some of the big issue right now in a lot of the cities. And it started in Minnesota, obviously the start of the crime that perpetrated the act that got us to where we are today. We're not entirely sure. We had one person even go on to record saying in Minnesota that 80% of the people don't even live in the state. Now, we'll have to wait and see as that continues to be vetted. We heard our own police chief say, we don't think that a lot of these people are from here. And you go look online, you start following, if you're an anti-fascist follower, if you're a member of that organization, you start seeing posts with dates, times, and locations. And it makes you start to wonder, did some organization say, America has been locked down like the world for so long, it's a pressure cooker. All it takes is one thing, and now we know how to send people in to create havoc.
Now, as you're following these really coordinated riots in what?
Sure feels that way.
30 plus cities.
Yes.
Where are we on finding out and understanding where these people are from? We know that we've heard from city to city that the most of the rioters seem to be from out of town. Are they just out of town? Or are they out of country? Or do we know yet?
Or at least the ones who were there to start it. Now, obviously, the psychology of the mob, there's lots you can read about it. All it takes is a handful of people to set it off. And then all of a sudden, everybody goes, well, if they're all stealing things, I want to steal something too. You know, the average person that wouldn't do anything violent to another person, there's that level where all of a sudden, once you hit a clip level, well, I see 30 people getting away with it. Maybe that's my clip level. As soon as I see 30, I can be 31. Maybe it takes 100 and I'll be number 101. But there is a psychology that says, sort of like with a pandemic, you have patient zero. In a mob, when it strikes from, goes into that riot mode, you have mobster zero or mob number zero. And it just goes from there.
So here we are, if you're looking at live updates, you have a Governor Kemp extends the statewide emergency. You know, today we're going to talk about reopening and how the thought here is that there is this contagiousness to reopening. And we're in the middle of not only a global pandemic that has impacted so many American businesses, and we are in the middle of a quarter, the second quarter, 2020, supposed to be an amazing quarter, and now we're going to be down 30%+, a lot like the Depression. Here we are in a week where we had another more than 2 million people lost their jobs this week. More than 2 million people lost their jobs. We are up to 40 million jobs have been lost over the last 10 weeks. And I think about how many people is that per day? It's a staggering number. It's more than a half a million people a day. It's 11 and a half Mercedes-Benz stadiums on a good day have been given a pink slip. Now, there is good news about, if you look at that, that's going to stay the headline, Alan, is this, hey, we've got 40 million people that are jobless. No. They filed a jobless claim. It actually doesn't mean that 40 million people are unemployed. We're at about 21 million continuing claims. Continuing claims are those who are still unemployed. So we've actually had a lot of people, millions, maybe not the full 20 million. If you look at the two differences, 40 million jobless claims, those are people initially lost their job, 21 million people now continuing to be jobless. Does that mean we have had 19 million hirings? Probably not exactly. The math doesn't work out perfectly like that, but millions and millions. Now, there's a clip, and I know we've got to run here, but I want to run this from the president, who was talking about Robin Lewinsky here in the news center has a clip from the president about the shuttle that I wanted to play here.
Oh, yeah, sure. Here it is for you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff of the Falcon 9 and Crew Dragon. Go NASA. Go SpaceX. Godspeed, Bob and Doug.
I mean, Wes, that's something to feel good about. And President Trump was there. I pulled a couple of Trumps for you. Here we go.
I think that this is such a great inspiration for our country. Our country is doing well. It's going to do fantastically well. We think next year is going to be one of the best years we've ever had economically.
And he also said this, Wes.
When you hear that sound and you hear all of that, the roar, you can imagine how dangerous it is when you feel the shake. And we're very far away, but you feel the shake over here. It's pretty amazing. A beautiful sight. A beautiful ship, too.
And Wes, you know, the interesting thing, he said this about Elon Musk because that was the public-private partnership. Here's what the president says about Elon.
Yes, I have. I spoke to Elon. Well, I won't get into it, but I speak to him all the time. Great guy.
So that's the thing, you know, something to feel good about, Wes, like as you were saying, you know, in the midst of coronavirus and all this other chaos, the protests, the rioters, something to feel good about in America.
Thank you, Robin. And we're going to run to a break here. But I think the point here is that despite the insult to injury with riots on top of a global pandemic, this economy is actually, there's some good signs and there's a lot of activity that we're starting to see about reopening. We're going to run to break. We're going to talk about that activity when Money Matters returns. Stay tuned. Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters here. It is Sunday morning, and we're on until 11 o'clock today, and WSB Radio has been bringing you special programming all weekend covering the chaos in the United States. You know, smoke bombs and fireworks in downtown Atlanta, looting, going from the CNN Center area all the way to Midtown Atlanta. In my neighborhood, of course, the multiple stores, you know, I witnessed and just in shock and surprise. I mean, my local AT&T store, windows smashed in, everything gone off of the shelves, totally looted, to the streets of Buckhead and obviously Lenox and all in the Lenox and Phipps area hit very, very hard. Brown and Company. Again, a jeweler that's in the streets of Buckhead, just, you know, again, windows smashed out, anything in the display is pulled from that. And it really, to me, it's such a interesting and disappointing time. Now, my gut reaction here, and we're hearing more and more about this, is that the rioters are not necessarily from their respective towns. Alan Sanders and I was just here covering this for the last 2 hours, and we had him on at the top of the hour, where there seems to be this coordinated effort, and we don't know exactly who this group is, but effectively the police chief here in Atlanta has called this group a group of terrorists. They're really, this is domestic terrorism, and you have a large portion of those who started these riots are not necessarily from the given city that they are starting these riots in. Then the riots become contagious, and the looting gets exponentially worse. In the meantime, we have had businesses around this nation hanging on by a thread due to the global pandemic. There's a reason. Think about the 40 million jobless claims that we've seen in the last 10 weeks. 40 million jobs. Think about that number over the course of 10 weeks. That's almost 600,000 jobs a day for the better part of 3 months. And here we are now on top of that, these same businesses that are just starting to reopen. Now, we're a little ahead of the curve in the state of Georgia because we've been reopened since the end of, or we started reopening at the end of April. So we're 5-6 weeks in to this. But those same businesses, just because we're reopened, doesn't mean that we have all customers going back out with the same level of patronage. Just because we're reopened doesn't mean restaurants and retailers have anywhere close to the same amount of patronage. And they are still fighting for their economic lives, just like so many businesses are around the United States of America. We are at the point where this particular, if this continues over the next couple of weeks, you take a business that's already injured and then you add insult onto that injury, and you could see thousands and thousands of businesses just never come back because there's too much damage to do so. Now, we'll see where this takes us. We'll see if we can deploy enough resources like the 3,000 troops of the National Guard here in the state of Georgia to help get us through this. But economically, we're in a vulnerable place, so we need to talk about reopening. We're going to do that in the bottom of the half hour. Stay tuned. You're listening to Money Matters right here on WSB. Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters here. It's Sunday morning. It seems like a special edition. It seems like every edition now is a special edition because the world we live in is turned on its head. And we are in the middle of a global pandemic where the economy has been shut down and is just starting to really reopen in earnest across the nation. More than 95% of Americans now live in an economy that is reopened for the most part, not completely. Restaurants just this past weekend open in Los Angeles, California, to actually sit down. I have family that lives in LA County. My brother is a doctor at UCLA Harbor Medical Center. His wife, the same, a doctor in LA, and have been living in the middle of this global pandemic, dealing with COVID patients, COVID-19 patients every single day. And by the way, she's pregnant. My sister-in-law is about 35 weeks or 25 weeks pregnant, and it continues to go in, working 50 hours a week in these hospitals wearing PPE, wearing personal protective equipment, and God willing, staying safe. Here we are in a nation, and we just heard the news, 14 states have mobilized the National Guard because of the riots due to the George Floyd murder. 1,600 individuals arrested in 22 separate cities across the United States. Violence, looting in Chicago, cars on fire, groups of demonstrators beating police officers. In the city of New York, 33 officers injured because of these riots. And we have now this coordinated effort, it looks like, with our police chief essentially says that this is domestic terrorism. Which of course it is. These are supposedly what we know, citizens, our own citizens from different cities coming in to agitate and incite violence in our own cities. Dozens and dozens of cities all over the United States hit very, very hard from this. Philadelphia, Detroit, D.C., Nashville, and of course here in our city of Atlanta, that now we are just trying to reopen, and we have this additional burden on so many businesses with windows smashed. Imagine you're a business, and you've been forced to be shut down for two and a half months, and you had 30 days worth of cash. You've got some sort of, maybe you've got a government lifeline through a PPP loan, a paycheck protection loan that has allowed you to get through this really difficult time on life support just to get to the other side. And now, as soon as you reopen, someone comes in, smashes all of your windows, steals half of your inventory, and now you're not even able to open because you don't have a window in the front of your store until you can get a glass company to come out and fix everything. Imagine the economic pressure to those millions of business owners around America, hundreds of thousands or tens of thousands of business owners that are hit when they're already down and out. And that's the world that we live in today. The good news is that if I look at the economic data and I think about reopening in America, and I've been talking about reopening for months now here on Money Matters and on Eric Von Hessler in the mornings as a guest on the Von Hessler Doctrine, which I'll be there tomorrow morning on Monday morning. The reopening is absolutely contagious, which is a great thing. There's real damage to this economy. There are 15 to 20%. Right now, the official unemployment numbers are just shy of 15%. We're going to get a jobs number on Friday for the month of May. We'll be in June at that point. And in the month of May, you'll see more job carnage. We'll probably see an unemployment rate of about 20%. This is the United States of America, by the way. We're not an emerging market country. We are not an emerging economy that has these massive swings of unemployment and inflation. We are the United States of America with the most mature economy on the planet, the most productive economy on the planet, and we're going to go into a 20% unemployment scenario. That's going to last, by the way. We're not going to get back to normal. And again, I have an optimistic outlook here. We're not going to get back to normal from a jobs perspective for at least 18 months. And that's now again, 18 months from now, it's not that far away to be able to see these jobs come back, but it could be 24 months, could be 36 months, could be 3 years to get the unemployment level back down to a quote normal level. But I think that you're going to find, and I've started to find this, that normalization, here we are on a weekend with chaos, but there is a light of normalization at the end of the tunnel, both in the pandemic that we are living through and the state of riot and chaos that we are in the United States. There is a light at the end of the tunnel that is a light of normalization. And normalization and socialization and reopening is contagious in itself. And these are all the good things that are absolutely just as contagious as all of the negative things that we've been seeing in our lives. States, think about what Elon Musk did in California. He said, if you're not going to let me open, I'm moving to Texas because Texas is open. For people, hey, wait a minute. I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying at home. Okay. And that's fine. But wait a minute. You just went out and you're okay? Well, wait a minute. My friends are out about a little bit and you're doing it a safe way? You know, I was over at Ponce City Market yesterday. I did a bike ride with the boys, two of my sons. We went from where I live, got on to through Piedmont Park, went onto the Beltline, and ended up at Ponce City Market. And my kids wanted to get King of Pop. So we went in right on the side there. There's a little area that is effectively an outdoor pavilion, and they were selling popsicles, and you could buy shaved ice along the way, and kids wanted just to get a little bit of candy. And the whole place on the outside, there were lots of people there. But they were spread out in a way that you've never seen before. It was really remarkable how we've adapted so quickly to just a different way of socialization. We're here. We're out. It's a beautiful day. We're on the Beltline. There's this huge outdoor pavilion, and everyone is spaced out pretty significantly, but relatively full in a different way than we've ever seen. Socially distanced, physically distanced. People wearing masks. People saying, hey, This is how we feel comfortable. And they're starting commerce. So reopening, once you see that you can get back out there, and I may be preaching to the choir here on WSB Radio and our listener audience, I think I'm preaching to the choir here, is that reopening in this normalization is somewhat begets more normalization and it begets more reopening. And once the camps are open, now, again, we've been allowed here in the state of Georgia to have camps open. However, have camps really, not that many camps have been able to be open. I just got a text from a good friend of mine that said, hey, NYO, and looks like NYO sports is up and running. Starting Tuesday? Is that for real? NYO baseball, May. This is a May. I don't want to jump in front of this, but May start baseball this week. Okay, that's getting back to normal life. We don't know for sure. I know you baseball parents, and I know I've been asking football coaches, NYO, are we going to be reopened? We don't know for sure. I think that there's a good possibility that it is, though. So Lynn Moss, this is my wife, which is a great barometer. Once she's reopened and feeling like, let's go back out into the world, I think a lot of the world will be there. She's a mother of four boys, four little kids, and she wants to protect them at all costs. So arguably, she's cautious about all of this reopening. 2 weeks ago, wouldn't even, Wes, no, you can't take the kids over to a friend's pool. No. Nope. Today, what is she doing? She's signing the kids up for camp. No, can't even go to a friend's pool with other kids. Now, get them out of the house and put them in camp. Because we've ventured out of the house. We've seen, okay, we can do this. It's contagious. So that's the pattern. One little bit of normalization leads to a lot more normalization. And I love that. Think about this. TikTok. I love that TikTok just took out 230,000 square feet in New York. That's a good sign. You know, we've been back in the office at our firm for the last 2 weeks now. And people really do want to be in an office. You hear the headline. Mark Zuckerberg at Facebook says we're going to have 50,000 people work from home. Wait a minute. Does that mean we're just the whole model of let's go to a building and work together is gone? It seems like that in the moment, but that's not what's going to happen. People want to be in an office. People want to be around other people. Working from home is this great luxury. And I think that we're going to be forever changed. Flowing now easily between the office and the home office. Flowing between the office and the home office. We're not going to just now, maybe some companies will, but we're not going to just now what we've done for 100 years, now just overnight say, let's just have everybody work from the home. Doesn't make any sense. There's no replacement for an office. There's no replacement for the culture that you can build being together. There's no replacement for being together throughout a period of time and coming up with new ideas and brainstorming and the continuity that all that brings. And that is starting in America in earnest. We've been doing it for a couple of weeks. And when you go back to the office that you hadn't been in for 8 weeks, 9 weeks, it's a lot. It feels like, I remember as a kid going back to school after the summer, it's kind of like, oh, what is this place? Remember that feeling? It's like, I don't know if I really want to be here. It feels, takes a little while. Then day two, oh, I get day three, back to normal. Oh, I love being at the office. Hey, you know what? I really enjoyed working out of the house and it's been fun, but I really enjoy working out of the office. And the great thing about the transition that we've done here in the United States of America is that we've been able to figure out how to do both. And now we're going to be able to flow like we never have been before in an efficient way or more than ever to be able to flow between the home office and work office and actually still maintain efficiency and the continuity that really brings success in business. And that's, I think, we're starting to see here in America. I want to go to some restaurant statistics because restaurants, as you know, to me are it's the most important. They're a real-time indicator on how confident people are to reemerge in America. It's second only to dining and live events. Not dining, I'm sorry. Second only to flying and live events. You get the restaurants back up and running in a somewhat normal way, America is back on its feet. And there's some really fascinating restaurant data that is collected by our chief investment strategist or chief investment officer, CIO, Robert Sanders, that is some of the most forward-looking, real-time data on restaurants anywhere you'll find. And I'm going to bring that to you when we return. So stay tuned. You're listening to Money Matters here on 95.5 WSB. Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters here on a Sunday morning. Really another special edition as we cover the middle. We're still in the middle of a global pandemic. And then on top of that, we have rioting in 30 plus cities around the nation, adding insult to injury on businesses that have already been forced to shut down for the last several months. Now, let's talk about restaurants. We look at, you think about economic data and you look at an announcement as the best example of old irrelevant data is a jobs report for the month of February that comes in March when jobs are already getting crushed, that shows that everything's fine in the economy in the month of February, knowing full well that we're going into an economic abyss, at least for a couple of months. So economic data, the way it's been historically reported, is very much takes a while to gather and things can change very quickly. And that's why traditional economic data reports don't tell us a whole lot right now. We've had to turn to what are called these high-frequency data points. To me, the restaurant industry is probably the best one. Now that you can watch TSA screening points, you can watch the amount of gasoline sold, you watch traffic patterns, you can watch how many hotel rooms are getting booked. What I like to watch are restaurants. They are a real-time indicator on how confident people are to reemerge in the world. And here's the national data. First of all, casual dining is the one that got hit the most. If you look at the fast food industry, because they have drive-through windows, they've held up relatively well, down about 30% at the Nader, and down about 82% for casual dining, going to a restaurant and sitting down at the Nader as well, back at the end of March. The industry itself was down 42%, the whole restaurant industry. What's interesting is today, if you look at this today, the fast food is back to almost flat in America. It's almost back to 100% normal as it was before the crisis. The industry itself is down 17%. 17% doesn't sound all that bad after we went through this absolute shutdown. And casual dining, which was hit the worst, was down 82% nationally. Now it's down about 62%. So we've seen a huge, huge rebound in the restaurant industry, and it continues to get better every single day. The numbers in Germany continue to be encouraging. The numbers in Georgia and Florida, which are early reopening states, continue to be encouraging. I'll certainly talk about some of those numbers on the Von Hessler Doctrine throughout the week when we're on with Eric and his amazingly informative and funny crew. And I'm going to go over the Germany and Georgia statistics that continue to get better because that's something we need to watch over and over and over again. And that when they were gone for a week, I said, Eric, when you get back on Monday, now we'll have a full 6 weeks of reopening in Georgia. Those are really important numbers to look at, and they continue to be encouraging. So I'll talk about that on the Von Hessler Doctrine. There's a big difference, though, between red states and blue states. If you look at the state of Texas and the city of Greenville, South Carolina, let's say more red-oriented areas. Remember, nation is down 17%, restaurants. Texas is only down 4%, and they're actually up positive 8% for fast food. Greenville, South Carolina is positive 6% in the fast food industry and down only 8% total in restaurants, where cities like New York and California that have been shut down longer, those numbers are far, far worse because they waited longer to reopen. So you're going to continue to see that, but the theme here is that reopening is contagious. You look at this state or this city and you say, wait a minute, look how well things are going there. And they're okay, and the data for COVID-19 is still encouraging. That leads to more reopening thoughts and more normalization. Normalization and reopening breeds more normalization and more reopening, and we get back to normal sooner than later. And that's the message here on Money Matters. So you can find me and our team. We're here in Atlanta. We're in Denver and Tech and Tampa. You can find me and the team through WesMoss.com. That's WESMOSS.com. Here, happy to talk about your financial questions and help. Stay tuned. the best program on the planet right here, 95.5 WSB.